Morning. Today I'll be discussing our analysis of the HPV vaccine initiation as found in NHANES. The genital human papillomavirus, HPV, is the most common sexually transmitted infection in the United States, with an estimated 6.2 million new infections every year. HPV infection first occurs soon after sexual debut and is the most prevalent in young adults. Most HPV infections are asymptomatic and resolve within 2 years. However, persistent infection with certain oncogenic HPV types can cause cervical cancer in women and other types of anal, genital, and oropharyngeal cancers in women and men. HPV types 16 and 18 account for 70% of all cervical cancer cases, while HPV types 6 and 11 are responsible for over 90% of anogenital warts. In 2006, a quadrivalent vaccine was licensed by the FDA for use in females aged 9 to 26 years. The Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, or ACIP, recommended the vaccine for routine use in females ages 11 or 12 years, with catch-up vaccination in females ages 13 to 26 years. The vaccine was included in the Vaccines for Children program, or VFC. The VFC program offers vaccine at no cost to eligible children ages 9 to 18 years. The HPV vaccine is a prophylactic three-dose vaccine against four HPV types. The prophylactic vaccine was found to be most efficacious when administered before exposure to HPV. Data from the U.S. shows that approximately 25% of females are sexually active by the time that they are 15 years of age. In 2009, a bivalent vaccine was licensed for use, but this was after this survey took place. The purpose of our analysis was to estimate HPV vaccine initiation soon after vaccine introduction in the U.S. Vaccine initiation was defined as reported receipt of at least one dose of the HPV vaccine, and to examine demographic and behavior characteristics associated with vaccine initiation in a nationally representative survey. We used data from the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, or NHANES, which is an ongoing cross-sectional nationally representative survey of the non-institutionalized U.S. population. HPV vaccine questions were added to NHANES in 2007. The question asked female participants if they have ever received at least one dose of the HPV vaccine, and if so, the number of doses that they have received. Persons aged 16 and older are interviewed directly, while parents provide information for girls younger than that. Vaccine initiation and demographic characteristics are collected for females ages 9 to 59 years. We examine the following demographic characteristics: race, ethnicity, poverty level, and health insurance status and type among this population. Sexual behavior questions were limited to participants ages 14 years and older. Statistical analysis were conducted using Sudan to account for the NHANES complex survey design. We evaluated the prevalence of vaccine initiation in U.S. females. Bivariate associations were calculated separately for females 11 to 18 and 19 to 26 years of age. These age categories were selected based on the age through which the HPV vaccine is licensed, and to allow separate analysis for those VFC eligible. Wild chi-square tests were performed to assess associations between vaccine initiation and demographic and sexual behavior characteristics. Now we'll present the results from our NHANES analysis. This slide shows vaccine initiation by age group. The y-axis shows the percent of respondents who reported vaccine initiation, and an age group in years is on the x-axis. Overall, 6.2% of females age 9 to 59 years reported receiving at least one HPV vaccine dose. Additionally, vaccine initiation varied significantly by age group. Vaccine initiation was higher among females aged 14 to 18 years than in the vaccine recommended age group of 11 to 13 years. Additionally, vaccine initiation was limited in those 9 to 10 and 27 to 59 years. Vaccine in use in those 27 to 59 years of age would be considered off-label use. When looking at 11 to 26-year-olds, broken down into VFC-eligible and non-eligible age groups, among 11 to 26-year-olds, significantly more females in the VFC-eligible age group of 11 to 18 years at 19.7% initiated vaccine, compared to older 19 to 26-year-olds at 10.5%. We examined if vaccine initiation was also associated with certain demographic characteristics previously mentioned. We found no statistically significant difference in vaccine initiation by race, ethnicity, or by poverty level. And also no statistically significant difference in vaccine initiation by insurance type. For those with public at 20.9% versus 21.3%, for those with private insurance. However, females with some form of health insurance were significantly more likely to report receiving HPV vaccine compared to uninsured females at 2.6%, but this was an unstable estimate. We examined if vaccine initiation was associated with certain demographic characteristics for females aged 19 to 26 years. Although we did not find a statistically significant difference by race, ethnicity, or poverty level, it is worth noting that almost twice as many non-Hispanic white females reported initiating HPV vaccine in this age group than non-Hispanic blacks. Mexican Americans had the lowest reported initiation. We found that more females aged 19 to 26 with years with private insurance were vaccinated at 16.5%. compared to those with public insurance at 4%, or those without insurance at 4.5%. We examined if vaccine initiation was associated with certain sexual behavior characteristics among females aged 14 to 18 years. Vaccine initiation was statistically higher at 28.6% among females who reported that they had ever had sex, compared to only 17.8% among those who reported that they never had sex. We were unable to evaluate vaccine initiation by sexual behavior for each individual age year among 14 to 18-year-olds due to the small numbers in each age strata. But since females aged 17 to 18 years were more likely to report that they were sexually active and vaccine initiation, this association may be modified by age. We were also unable to assess the temporal relationship between sexual activity and vaccination during this NHANES cycle because age at vaccination was not asked of participants. In summary, we found that vaccine initiation was low and varied by age group. Although routine vaccination is recommended for females aged 11 or 12 years, we found that more girls in the older adolescent age group reported vaccine initiation. Among 11 to 18-year-olds, there was no significant difference in vaccine initiation by race, ethnicity, poverty level, or public and private insurance status. Among 19 to 26-year-olds, we also found no significant difference in vaccine initiation by race, ethnicity, and poverty level. However, significantly more females in the 19 to 26-year-olds with private insurance were vaccinated when compared with those with public or no insurance. Finally, among females aged 14 to 18 years, we found an association between sexual behaviors and vaccine initiation. This association needs to be further explored. We were unable to assess the temporal relationship between sexual activity and vaccination. Knowing the temporal relationship would be of interest because vaccine initiation should ideally be given before exposure to the HPV through sexual contact. This study had several limitations. First, the data on vaccination status were self-reported and subject to recall bias. However, we believe that this may be minimal because of the short time interval between vaccine introduction and this NHANES question cycle. Age of vaccination was unknown, and this limited interpretation of association between vaccine initiation and sexual behavior. Future NHANES data will include information on vaccine initiation age. We found that 1 to 2 years after HPV vaccine introduction in the U.S., vaccine initiation was low among 11 to 18-year-olds. This is similar to what has been found for other adolescent vaccines soon after vaccine introduction and indicates that further work is needed to raise adolescent immunization rates. The finding of no significant difference in vaccine initiation among females aged 11 to 18 years with public or private insurance likely reflects vaccine availability through public vaccination programs such as the VFC program, which provides vaccine for eligible uninsured and underinsured females, children, and adolescents. In conclusion, we found that vaccine initiation was low overall and particularly in the recommended target age group. Efforts should be made to increase awareness among parents and healthcare providers of the high risk of HPV infection soon after a person becomes sexually active, and to vaccinate girls at the recommended age of 11 or 12 years. Continued vaccine monitoring through surveys like NHANES and the National Immunization Survey, or NIS, will be important in order to understand progress in vaccine implementation to help direct efforts to increase vaccination. Thank you.